Thank you very much, April. 1300 01 1170. That is the Ryko Fielders call line. You can have your say. But in the meantime, we've got a big game coming up tonight. It is the Roosters taking on the Manly Seagulls. They met in the 2013 grand final this particular night. It was the 6th of October in 2013. And a life changes for many people, including this man, Jake Friend, who's on the line. G'day, Friendy.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Mate, going all right, mate. I tell you what, you win the grand final against Manly, 26 points to 18. But it was this week, 2013, 8 years ago, where you just scrapped by the Manly side 4 points to nil. What are your memories of that day?
Yeah, I remember that game pretty vividly, actually. We've gone back to that game a lot of times, over the last probably 8 years. Just the defensive game that it was. Obviously, we pride ourselves on defence, and yeah, it wasn't a pretty game, but just the efforts. I think when you rewatch it and see the defensive efforts, and both teams were throwing plenty in attack, and yeah, both teams were sort of just turning each other away. It was a great game to play.
Mate. I was just saying, Freddie, you've played each other about two or three times. Four times that year or something, didn't you, in the Manly Roosters?
Yeah, that was right. Yeah, a couple in the season and then that one and then again in the grand final. So.
And they were all close games, I believe, were they? They were nothing in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they were all really close. So, yeah, they were. We've always had good run-ins with Manly, but that year particularly, they were on. And it was nice to get a couple over them in that game and then obviously the big dance.
Finchie, round 9, Roosters 16-4 versus Manly. Round 16, Roosters 18-12 versus Manly. 4-0 in the qualifying final. So you won all four, yeah. Friendy.
Oh, there you go. That's the concussions.
I think the grand final, I think Manly shot out to 10 or 12 point lead twice.
Yeah.
And you blokes run them down.
Yeah, I remember that. And then Janko scored that try right up before the dead ball line there. And then got us sort of back into it. And that's when we sort of come back and won the grand final from there. Right. So,
you talk about change of life, Friendy. Let's talk about the week after the grand final. Oh, that changes your life. Like, we've all had bad Mondays. And when you have a good season, but, the off-season or that next couple of weeks after winning a grand final, it's... In all seriousness, it's just a period you never, ever forget.
Hey, Jake, I timed him. It took him 2 minutes 25 to get to that question. He's been frothing to get... He would have made it his first question if he had a chance.
I was wondering how much footy we talked with 50. I think, obviously, you love the grand finals, but I think, it's the memories off-field, that come with the grand finals and footy that probably stick with me the most, even just in around the training. But, definitely, those weeks after grand finals, first week and then, it drags on usually. But, I remember that year we hadn't won it for a while and the whole of Eastern Suburbs turned it on. Every pub was, the next day was a free beer at this pub and, we just off we went and, people would come and go and, it's a good time.
Friendy, obviously a tough year for this year. You retired through the concussion. How's it been? I'm probably the last example you use how to handle your retirement from sport, but how's it at the moment? Like, obviously it's during the year. Now the finals are hit. Now this is a period you've had so much success in, individually and with these boys. How's it been for yourself during the last couple of weeks as these big games have rolled around in September?
Yeah, it is a bit tough to watch the final series. I even said it to my missus the other day. I was working with the boys with my plumbing company and I was digging holes and I was not far out. What a fall from grace. The boys are getting ready for a final and I'm coming home all dirty digging holes. It is what it is. It was the right decision. They know how to keep busy. This sort of time of the year is, it's what you play footy for. It's good watching the boys and seeing them do so well with the year that we've had and the injuries and, to watch some young guys come in that I've trained a lot with. But to see them get a crack and make the most of it, it's been awesome.
Mate, three season-ending injuries is usually huge. You blokes have had three retirements. Mm. That's just out of this world. Plus, another huge blow was obviously Luke Keary, an absolute superstar. James Tedesco's really stood up, because if you look at it, there's obviously Friendy and Boyd, the co-captains. Then there's Brett Morris, and there's probably Luke Keary. So Teddy's in around that fifth, probably on the totem pole for captaincies. But I think that's been one of his most admirable feats this year, is his leadership. It's certainly come along leaps and bounds. Tell us a bit about Teddy, the leader.
Yeah, you know, I think he doesn't sound a whole heap. You know, he's pretty well, goes about his business and leads with his actions. But I think, you know, you could even see the pre-season this year and going into the start of the year whilst they were here and I was around a bit more, you know, he was talking up a lot more in the meetings and in and around training. And I think the way he conducts himself at training is leadership enough for him. You know, he's an ultimate professional and does all the little things. And I think, you know, a lot of the young boys watch that and they feed off that. So, you know, I think it's been awesome for, you know, himself. Even Jared, I feel like he's sort of taken it upon himself to sort of get us going forward and be that leader in the middle. So, yeah, you know, I've been really proud watching everyone in the team, you know, particularly those couple, but and then all the young boys to sort of come in and, you know, play the Roosters style with very little NRL experience under their belt's been awesome.
Chatting with Jake Friend, three-time premiership winner for the Sydney Roosters. Friendy, back to that 2013 grand final. We're featuring that naturally because of tonight's game, which is Manly versus the Roosters. Do you remember at all what the game plan was going into that game?
No, not really. It was defence. I knew it was defence. I'm not a big game plan man.
No.
Never been a big video guy. So I sit there and pretend I'm listening, but I just know I've got to pass the ball to the halves and get me forwards going forward. That was my plan. But no, I just remember D being our massive focus. You know, they had some pretty strike edges and inside pressure and pressure in their halves was a big focus of ours.
Those halves still playing, can you believe that?
Yeah,
Kieran Foran and Daly Cherry Evans, they'll play tonight. Rumour has it that at half time, and I don't know if you're listening, Friendy, but at half time, Sonny Bill Williams very, very quiet, and at the end he basically says something stirring just before you go back on. Was that the case, do you recall?
Yeah, a little bit. I remember we went in, I think we were 12 points behind.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, for, you know, a grand final to be sitting there at a half-time in the sheds, there was a calmness. There was sort of no one was, you could be a bit angsty and, you know, boys getting the shits with each other. But, it was sort of just this calmness. Robbo said his piece and, I don't know, I never thought we were out of that game, even whenever Manly went, you know, a try or two ahead. There was just that feeling that you have in a team and that they're going to get it done. Might do it the long way or the hard way, but it was just that feeling. You know, I've had that in that game and then I had it again in 18 against Melbourne. It was just, you know, it's one of those games you just know you're going to win.
Hey, Jake, how do you, and I talk about this, and I have spoken about the Tigers and a lot of stuff has come out. A very solid, staunch group, the Roosters. And you see that at the same of Melbourne and to a degree South Sydney. How did you keep, you know, your situation when you're in doubt for the grand final very quiet? How did you keep the Cooper Cronk situation very quiet? How did that play out?
Yeah, it's a thing that we sort of like to do at the Roosters, you know. Every footy club has their leaks and, you know, in those big games, I think, especially final series, any advantage you can get, you know, you've got to sort of take it. And on both of those occasions, it was just got us in a room as a squad only and, you know, the real tight-knit support staff and said, this is the plan, but this is what we're going to say. And, you know, luckily the boys stuck to it and nothing got out. But, you know, it shows the club and it shows how, you know, the tight-knit group we have to be able to sort of do that in this day and age with, you know, so many journalists and so many people in and around footy clubs now that get a whisper of almost everything.
That 2018 game against Melbourne, obviously, you know, me following both teams, both the two favourite clubs I've been at. I've never seen Melbourne be dominated like they didn't. They didn't land a blow. Did not land a blow. Now, usually they, you know, you can beat them, but at some stage they'll have you under pressure. They at not one stage had the Roosters under pressure, who were just unbelievable with their line speed and aggression. Friendy, going back to what you said about you not paying attention, and now, and this is a serious question. It's a bit of a joke. It's through it with, like, as a halfback, there's going to be games where my forwards go forward. I'm making, you know, I can make less than 10 tackles. I can get 3 or 4 try assists, may even jag a try. Happy days. Your game, a quiet game, you know, or a game where your team controls the ball, you're still making 30 tackles. You know, like, how is that fun every week? But it's a trick. Like, how did you mentally prepare yourself? Because, you know, this is why, you know, someone like Robbo and even an opposition player like myself, you're so highly respected and, you know, you're the ultimate warrior. You know, a quiet game where your team flogs the opposition, you're still making 30 tackles. You know, some games you're up to 50 and 60 tackles. Like, how did you prepare yourself every week, you know, for that sort of combat and that sort of physical and mental pressure, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a bit of a little bit of a sickness there.
A little bit?
You know, I used to pride myself on it. And, you know, a lot of the times I didn't feel great going into games, you know, short turnarounds and that sort of stuff. And in those big games, you just sort of, I don't know, I just always prided myself definitely on my defence and my work rate. Probably not as skillful as a lot of other dummy halves. So, you know, I thought if I can do all the little things right and get the team in the best position, then the skill part, you know, is, you know, I'd have time to do that. So, yeah, it's probably, I sort of built my whole footy career on that.
Jake, we've got to go, mate. We really appreciate you taking us down memory lane. And no doubt tonight, Manly take on the Roosters will bring back some good memories for you. Just quickly complete this sentence for me. After the 2013 grand final, you had the most schooners with player who?
Minnie, I think that is.
Minnie. Ah, there you go, the captain.
For the first week and the second week. So.
That took about a change of life. Changed my life too, because I got about 1,000 phone calls from Minnie that 2 weeks.
Friendy, congratulations, mate, on your career, and good luck with the Roosters tonight. We appreciate your company.
Cheers, boys. Thanks.
There he is, Jake Friend. This is the Workwear Tradies Hour. Thanks to King G, pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. Plenty more still to come. Drive with Joel and Fletch, all thanks to Hyundai.